the Justice Department will be investigating Minneapolis police. Well, that's putting a new spotlight on police reform in Washington. The House already passed the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, but Republican senators would need to get on board for any police reform bill to become law. We're joined now by NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, welcome.
Happy to be here.
And what do we know exactly about this investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department?
It's a civil investigation. Attorney General Merrick Garland says they're going to be looking for patterns of excessive force or discriminatory conduct and even possible mistreatment of people with behavioral and health problems in Minneapolis. They're also going to look at training and how the police currently hold officers accountable. This is all about building trust with communities. Merrick Garland says good officers welcome accountability and that public safety requires public trust.
The Obama administration used the Justice Department to investigate police departments more than two dozen times. President Trump's Justice Department only used it once. Do you think this means that the federal government is once again prioritizing this kind of oversight?
Absolutely. The Biden Justice Department has put racial justice at near the top of its agenda, if not at the top of its agenda. The new Attorney General Merrick Garland has revoked a Trump-era memo to make it easier to do these kinds of investigations and then to go to court and reach settlement agreements that are overseen by federal judges and, in some cases, independent monitors to check up and make sure that police departments are actually changing their ways as they promised to do after Justice Department investigations. I expect this to be the first of many such investigations in the course of this new administration.
So that's the Justice Department. Meanwhile, on the legislative side on Capitol Hill, we saw a lot of energy earlier this year around police reform. A bill passed the House, but not in the Senate. Here's Democratic Representative Karen Bass yesterday.
We need to pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, put it on President Biden's desk, because that will be the first step to transforming policing.
Are we now in a different political moment where passing a bill like this could actually be possible?
You know, it's hard to say what official Washington is ever going to do. We do know that the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin, has pledged to hold a hearing on police reform as early as next month. This bill, as you mentioned, has already moved through the House. The question is whether it gets through the Senate, which is so closely divided and would really require 60 votes and 10 Republicans to sign on to any Democratic plan. Lawmakers are working to try to achieve some kind of bipartisan consensus here. It's going to be difficult right now to get that done.
And remind us what's in that bill.
Sure. It would work to end racial and religious profiling. It would ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants, the kind that we saw involved in the death of Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky. It also would limit the use of military equipment that are given by the government to local and state police forces and require some body cameras. And importantly, the House bill would also ease something called qualified immunity. That's a legal shield that makes it very difficult to sue police officers in civil lawsuits and win any kind of money damages. That could be one of the major sticking points in the Senate.
Some Republicans have praised this guilty verdict in the Chauvin trial, including Senator Tim Scott. He's the only black Republican in the Senate. And Scott, on his own, has tried to pass through a version of a police reform bill as recently as last year. How important do you think someone like Senator Scott would be if there is a chance to get this bill passed?
You know, Tim Scott has been put in charge of this on the Republican side in the Senate. He is trying to get something done. The question is whether Democrats are really going to want to compromise with him or whether what's able to be achieved with Republican lawmakers in a bipartisan fashion is just too thin a gruel for the Democratic base, which really has been demanding major reforms in police behavior and accountability now for nearly a year since George Floyd's death and those protests really shook the country and the world. The question is whether Washington can do something big enough to satisfy that movement of people.
Is there any common ground on the two sides?
There are some things. I think you could achieve some consensus on issues such as banning chokeholds and use of force issues, creating national standards. But so much of this, Peter, has to do with the behavior of state and local police forces, thousands of them across the country. The federal government can only do so much to police them or incentivize good behavior.
NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson, thank you very much.
Happy to be here.